Bezras Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Chav Zayin in Maseches Brachos, the 26th daf in Shas. We pick up on Chav Vav Amabez, discussing the breakdown of time during the day and its relationship to Tevilah. We had left off where the Gemara had described that Tevilah corresponds to the time of Karbanos. For example, according to the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda, Karban Tamid in the afternoon can only be brought until Plaga Mincha, hence Mincha, Tfilas Mincha, could only be said, or if we really internalize it, maybe it would be like that Freudian slip, brought, the Karban is replaced, is brought by the Tfilah, and that would exist until Plaga Mincha. The Gemara then, and this is where we are up to, describes the different times of the day in terms of the expressions of Mincha Gedola, Plag HaMincha. 8 lines from the bottom, maybe even 10 lines from the bottom. First word in line is Ad Sheva Shos. Ve'ezui Mincha Gedola. What qualifies as Mincha Gedola? We had said that according to Reb Yehuda, the halacha is that one can daven Mincha only until Plag HaMincha. Now we're going to clarify how you cheshbon plaga mincha. Let's start though first with mincha gedola. Vizui mincha gedola, mishe shos mechza ulamala. It's from 6.5 hours into the day. Vizui mincha ktana, and the expression mincha ktana, mitisha shos mechza ulamala. That is 9.5 hours into the day. Rashi explains that both of them have significance vis a vis the Karban Tamid, because the Karban Tamid, the earliest time it could be brought is from Mincha Gedolah 6.5 hours into the day. Why not 6 hours into the day? Well, Bein Arbayim, Rashi says, means when the sun has begun to tilt towards the Ma'arav, has begun to tilt towards the west. And that can't be halfway through the day. Then it's in the middle of the sky. However, Sheshu Mechza is when Mincha Gedola begins. And that's the earliest time for the Karban Tamid. Ideally, continues Rashi, in Dibar Masal Mincha Ketana, the Tamid Shobein Arbayim was brought only 9.5 hours into the day. It was slaughtered in the 8.5 hour, and it was brought in the 9.5 hour. In the beginning of the fifth parak in Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara discusses that there are times, for example, on Erev Pesach, when we do move up the time of the Karban Tamid, but in general, those are the times. So that's Mincha Gedola, and that is Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours into the day. Now the Gemara analyzes the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda told us that the Tfilas Mincha is by Plaga Mincha. By the Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha Kama Kamar, or Plag Mincha Achrona Kamar. When Mincha is Rabbi Yehuda dividing, the word plag, of course, means to divide. So what Mincha is he dividing? Is he dividing from the Mincha Ketana to the end of the day in half? Explains Rashi in Dibar HaMaskil, plag Mincha Achrona, that in such a case the calculation would be, if we were dividing from Mincha Ketana to the end of the day, dividing that in half, so then that would give us 11.25 hours into the day. Up until 11.25 hours, that would be the time of Mincha. Or the first side is Mincha Kama Kamar, that he's talking about the Mincha Gedola. If you'd be dividing that, then that would give us a lot more time. That would give you the 5.5 hours divided into half, and that would be 2.25 hours, and that would be even less than 10 hours into the day, one would already have to stop davening Mincha. So that's the Gemara's Shaila. Toshma, says the Gemara. Netanya, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Plag Mincha, Achrona Amru. We have a straightforward answer. It's 11 hours into the day. V'hi Yud Aleph Shos Chasa Revia, and it's a little bit less than 11 hours. Neima Davit Yufdiz Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina. So what will come out is we now have a kasha on Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Our above, Braisa, has shown how everything corresponds to the Zman of the Karbanos. If that's so, so then Rabbi Yosef Hanina said that the source of Tzos was not the Karbanos, but rather is Avos Tiknum. Says the Gemara, La'olam lecha tfilos Avos Tiknum. Really, the Avos instituted them. Vasmechinu Rabbanon Akarbanos. However, the Rabbanon then modeled the Takanos of the Avos after the Zman of the Karbanos. Dilotei Mahachi, because if you're not going to say Tfilos Musaf Rabbi Yosef Hanina Man Takan, of course Rabbi Yosef agrees with this. Where did Tfilos Musaf come from? Elo Tfilos Avos Tiknum, the Avos were misakin it, Vasmechinu Rabbanon Akarbanos, and they connected it, the rabbis did, to the Karbanos. The Gemara goes back to another basic rule of our Mishnah, and this is the halacha, that the time of tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda said, is until 4 hours. The Gemara wants to know, what does 4 hours mean? Does it mean until the fourth hour? Let's say in an even day, 12 hours day and 12 hours night, that would mean that let's count 3 hours into the day. That would be in an even day, that the day would start at 6. So 6 to 7 would be 1, 7 to 8 would be 2, 8 to 9 would be 3. And the fourth hour is from 9 to 10. Do we include the fourth hour as being in the Zman Tefillah? From 9 to 10 in the morning, is that also Zman Tefillah? Or it's up until the fourth hour and therefore at 9 o'clock? Ask the Gemara Yibaylu, Ad v'ad b'chlal, o dilma ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Up until the fourth hour but not including the fourth hour is the second side. The first side says no. It includes the fourth hour, and therefore it goes until 10. Tashma, come in here, I will bring you a proof. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we go back to the last piece of material that we had discussed, Rabbi Yehuda's position of Plaga Mincha, to infer what the halacha is in terms of Zman Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha, until Plaga Mincha, Iyamrit Bishleima Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal, Hainu Di'ika Ben Yehuda L'Rabbanan. If Rabbi Yehuda says it goes until Plaga Mincha, what we said was a little bit less than 11 hours into a day, so then in such a case, then Rabbi Yehuda is saying the following. Simple way of understanding that there should be a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is Rabbi Yehuda is saying until Plaga Mincha you could daven, until 11 minus a quarter one could daven. However, after that you cannot, while the Rabbanan hold that you could go at least until Shkia. Then that is understanding that when we have a position of ad, like when Rabbi Yehuda says ad plaga mincha, means ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Then we would say that it means only up until the fourth hour, and it means one only has 3 hours into the day for tefillah. El i'amrit ad v'ad b'chlal, and if you would say the opposite, that ad means including that hour, the fourth hour, then that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda is saying you include Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are going to be the same Shita. El Amai. So what will you conclude? Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal. That you only have until the fourth hour and not including the fourth hour. Says the Gemara, but then we're going to get stuck in the other direction. Eim HaSeifa, what about the Maseifa? V'shem Musafim Kol Hayom. That the carbon Musaf could be brought the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shos. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you have 7 hours. Now, we just got through saying that ad means ad v'lo ad b'chlal. That would mean that you have until the seventh hour. Let's see how that's going to fit with another braisa. V'tanya, we learned in a braisa, how you l'fun of shei tefilos, says the Gemara, 4 lines from the top of Chavzayin Amel. If you have 2 tefilos to daven, achas shel musaf v'achas shel mincha. In other words, you did not daven musaf before the time of Mincha. The time of Mincha has come, and you have 2 tefillos now to daven. Musaf and Mincha. Mespal shel Mincha, says the Braisa, you first daven Mincha, v'achekach shel Musaf, and then the tefillah of Musaf. Shizu tadira v'zu eino tadira. This is brought out by the Gemara in the end of Meseches Zvachim, that if you have a tadir, v'she'eino tadir, so when it comes to karbanos, it's this way, when it comes to tefilos, it's this way, always the karban or the tefillah that's tadir comes first. So therefore, you daven mincha first, and then you daven musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Not that he disagrees with the rule of tadir, v'she'eino tadir, but he has a different factor. Mispal shel musaf, achakach shel mincha. First you daven musaf, and then daven mincha. Why? Shizu overes, v'zu eina overes. Musaf, the end time, is coming up soon. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda had said that you have till the seventh hour. So you got to get musaf done before you got to get mincha done. If that's so, so then the rule of tadir v'sheino tadir does not apply. When does tadir v'sheino tadir apply? When each one has an equal amount of time. However, if one is going to pass more quickly, then the rule tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim does not apply. Hence, the tefillah of musaf comes first. Okay, that's the halach and the braisa. Analyzes the Gemara 10 lines from the top on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. If we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda's position is that you have through the seventh hour to daven musaf, then you will be able to construct a case where you'll have mincha and musaf overlapping for you, with each other. Mincha begins only 6.5 hours into the day. If that's so, if it begins only 6.5 hours into the day, if when it comes to musaf you have through the seventh hour, so then in such a case, then there's going to be a time in which mincha and musaf can exist simultaneously. However, if we're talking about a case in which 7 hours of musaf correspond up until the seventh hour, but don't include the seventh hour, so then musaf will end before the time of mincha is going to begin. Again, back into the Gemara. Eli armit ad veload bechal heichav mishakasla shtei tefilas bahadi adadi. Kivin asila shel mincha azul shel musaf. And when the time of mincha comes, you lost the time of musaf because musaf is only up until the seventh hour, which means that once 6 hours have elapsed, then there is no longer, then the seventh hour begins, there is no longer a chiyuv of musaf. Then they will never overlap with each other. Elamai, adad bichlal. So it must be that when Chazal used the expression of ad, they mean to include that hour as well. Ad sheva shos means through the seventh hour. And therefore, ad arba shos, for tefillah, would also include the fourth hour. However, we've got one problem. Kasha Reisha. Then we've got a difficulty in the Reisha. Ma'ika ben Reb Yehuda l'Rabbanan. What's the difference between Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan when it comes to Plag HaMincha? If we're going to say that Reb Yehuda says Ad Plag HaMincha until Plag HaMincha, that means Ad V'ad D'chlal. It includes Plag HaMincha, which means that Reb Yehuda holds it goes all the way until Shkia. Answers the Gemara. Mi Savris, the high Plag HaMincha, Plag HaChrona Kamer, Plag Rishona Kamano. He says that we divide Mincha Kitana in half. That's what Plag HaMincha is. You take 9.5 hours into the day, and you divide those last 2.5 hours in half. When we say Ad V'Ad Bechlal, that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could daven another hour and 45 minutes after Ad Bechlal. Another hour and 45 minutes in after the 9.5 hours into the day. And then that works beautifully. Then what's going to emerge is when we say Plag HaMincha, it means up until the end of the first half of the Plag Mincha Ketana. Achi Kamar. And this is how you're supposed to read Rabbi Yehuda's position about Mincha. Eimas Nafik, Plag Rishona, V'al Plag Achrona, Misi Nafik, Yud Aleph Shos, Chaser Revit. You reach the 11th hour minus a quarter, then in such a case, you pass the first plag of Mincha Ketana, and no longer can you daven anymore. Period. This is a beautiful pshat in our Gemara, and of course, this rule can be applied to other places in Shas, and that is that when we say ad, our Gemara proves conclusively and explains beautifully that it means ad va'ad bechlau. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Afanan Nami Tanina. I will also bring you another proof in other places in Shasta this way. Rav Yehuda ben Bava Heyit Hamisha Dvarim Shemanin Es Haktana Vishemesiin Es Ha'ish. The Mishnah in Edios describes in Perek Vav 5 cases where Rav Yehuda ben Bava insisted and his opinion was accepted for 5 basic yesodos in halachos. Those five cases are entirely unrelated, each one from the next. We mentioned two of them already. Sheman Mesakdam Shemesina Zishal Piyed Echad. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will give a brief overview of all five of them and show that the last one is the one that's relevant as proof to our the Gemara. The other four are not relevant at all for our Gemara, but nevertheless, let's learn them briefly. The halacha is that if, God forbid, a father passes away, a mother can marry off her young daughter only midrabanan, not min haTorah. The ability to marry off one's daughter is one that is given in the Torah, specifically to the father. Sefer Dvarim, it's described that the father says, "Espiti nasati l'shazeh." Nevertheless, the Rabbanan instituted a mitzvah, or a right, for a mother to marry off her daughter. Nevertheless, because it's only a Rabbanan, the daughter, when she reaches the age of puberty, has the ability to revoke her mother's marriage. That was all part of the Takana Midrabanan. Normally, we don't encourage a daughter to revoke what her mother did. Usually, parents have the best interests of their child in mind. However, there is one case, points out Rav Yehuda ben Bava, that we're mema'anin et haktana. We encourage the ktana to revoke her mother's kedusha. And that is in a very specific case. What happens if this young girl is married to a man who had a brother who was also married, and the brother had passed away, and there was a mitzvah of yibum? Generally, there's no problem for the man to be married to this woman that was married off by her mother, and then to do the mitzvah of yibum with his brother's, deceased brother's wife. However, if the two women were sisters, in other words, there were two brothers that were married to two sisters, this all explained in Rashi, Dibra Maslo, Shememanin, in such a case, then we are in a deep quandary. Because the halacha is that the first wife that was married off by her mother is called an achos zekuka, and it is not permissible for a man to be married to his zika, the brother's, the deceased brother's wife, as well as remain married to the other sister. He cannot be married to an achos zekuka. Normally, what would happen in such a case is the man would stay married to his first wife and would not do yibum with the second wife, the wife of the deceased brother. However, in this case, the yibum is d'oraisa. The original marriage to the girl who was married off by her mother is only d'rabbanan. Hence, comes along Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and says, we teach the sister who was married off by her mother to do miun. We encourage her to revoke the marriage. Hence, the brother will be able to be mekayim, the mitzvah of yibum, which is zika d'oraisa, in contrast to the original marriage, which was only d'rabbanan. Complicated case, but that is memanin es haktanu. More simply, masin es ha'isha p'yed echad means that, for reasons we'll have to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, when we get to Yevamos, if a woman claims that her husband has died, we corroborate that claim with an eid echad. Normally, the halacha is that one needs to aid him. Number three, Rabbi Yehuda Bava insisted that even a tarnagel, a rooster, that killed in Yerushalayim, we would stone that rooster as a punishment, despite the fact that the din d'oraisa seems to only apply to an ox. Nevertheless, we learn in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that a shor in Shabbos is equated to other animals, and therefore, at least a kosher animal, therefore a kosher animal that kills Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says should also be put to death. Continues the list of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. We mentioned about Tarnagosh and Eskabi Ushalayim al-Sharis and Nefesh, Val Yayin ben Arboam Yon Shinis Naseh Hagam Yivizdeach. The halacha is that wine that is young cannot be used for Nisach HaMayim. The Torah describes Nesech Sheikhar. Chazal understand that that precludes Yayin Migiso. Yayin Migiso means freshly made wine. In order for it to be a good wine, it needs to be 40 days old. So once it's 40 days old, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says can qualify as Netzach Sheikhar and can be poured as Mizbeach. And finally, we get to our goal. The last of Rabbi Yehuda's list is that the Karban Tamid is brought by Arba Shos, 4 hours. Now, notice the Lashon analyzes Rav Chanina. Be'arba Shos is brought within 4 hours. That means Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. That when Rabbi Yehuda had said Ad Arba Shos, he means including the 4th hour. Because there's no way to read Ad Ba'ad Bechlal with the expression Be'arba Shos. It would be B'Shalosh Shos, not Be'arba Shos. Be'arba Shos indicates that you have 4 hours to bring a Karban Tamid and indicates that you have 4 hours in the morning to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Shma Mino Ad Va'ad Bechal, Shma Mino. Amar Rav Kana, Halachik Rav Yehuda. We follow the opinion of Rav Yehuda that person has 4 hours. Ho'olu Tznan B'Bchiraso Kavoseh. Since he had this Mishnah in Edyus where Rav Yehuda ben Bava said that you have 4 hours to bring the Karban, so too you have 4 hours for Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei in the morning. Bezras Hashem, the Gemara continues on the first line of Zayin Amid Aleph. After we had learned in Rabbi Yehuda ben from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava in the Mishnah in Idyas, as we had quoted, that the Karban Tamid was brought 4 hours into the day and up until 4 hours, and including the 4 hours, we begin to analyze other opinions of Tanoim in regards to the expression of Arba Shos. We concluded that Arba Shos means Ad Va'ad Bechlal. Continues the Gemara, Ba'al Tamid Shol Shechar Shekar Ba'arba Shos, Man Tana, who is the Tana, Lohadis Man, that this that we learned in our Mishnah in regards to the Mun. The Torah tells us that the Mun would spoil if the Mun was not collected. Va'yil Kutu also Ba'boker, Boker Ish Kefi Achlo, V'cham HaShemesh V'nameh. The heat of the sun would cause it to liquefy. Ba'arba Shos, Ata Omer Ba'arba Shos, O'eino Ela B'shei Shos. So there's a Tana over here, 2 lines into the wide, that says that the Mun liquefied after 4 hours. Now the Gemara asks, though, Ata Omer Ba'arba Shos, O'eino Ela B'shei Shos. Maybe it took 6 hours. So the Gemara explains this analysis. Kishu Oimer Kechoim Hayoim. The Pasuk says it was done Kechom Hayom. Hareshe Shos. When it comes to Avram Avinu, it says V'hu Yoshe Ba'ol HaPesach Kechoim Hayoim. That refers to 6 hours. Hareshe Shos Amur. It's talking about 6 hours into the day. The reason why it's talking about 6 hours into the day is because it talks about the heat of the day. That's when the sun is in the center of the heaven. Hamani Mekayim V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis. When the Torah says V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis Ba'arba Shos, it's talking about 4 hours, because there it doesn't describe Kechom Hayom, it describes something less than that, and that would be 4 hours into the day. Rashi explains why not less than 4 hours, because less than 4 hours the sun doesn't give off a lot of heat. So hence, we come to the conclusion that V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis is referring to 4 hours in. Analyzes the Gemara. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. It doesn't fit neither according to the definition of Rabbi Yehuda nor the Rabban. The Gemara will explain what that means. Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have 4 hours for the Karban Tamid and 4 hours for Tefillah, Ad Arba Shos, Nami Tzafrahu. Up until 4 hours is considered morning. So one would not think of V'cham HaShemesh, the heat of the Shemesh, in regards to the morning. The morning is cool. And we just got to be saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Ad V'ad Bechlal, it goes even 4 hours into the day. Rabbanan, if you're following the Rabbanan, Ad Chatzos, Nami Tzafrahu. Certainly according to Rabbanan, the morning goes until Chatzos. We consider the whole 6 hours up until midday as morning. Answers the Gemara, Ibai same Rabbi Yehuda, Ibai same Rabban. I can answer both according to Rabbi Yehuda as well as according to the Rabban. Ibai same Rabbanan, Amar Kro Baboiker, Baboiker, Chilku, Lishnei Bikarim. Since the Torah describes when it came to the collecting of the Mun with the expression of Baboiker, Baboiker, as the Torah says, Vayulkutu Oisai Baboiker Baboiker in Perek Tazayin Pasachov Ish Kitriach. And then we have the conclusion of the Pasuk V'cham HaShemesh V'nameis. So the Torah is dividing it into two mornings. In other words, when we say that V'cham HaShemesh V'nameis, you have to divide the Torah into two mornings, one the first half and one the second half. The second half, according to Rabbanan, still is the time of Kriya Shema and Karban Tamid. The first half was the time in which, at the end of the first half, was when the man began to melt. Of course, then, according to this explanation, then Arba Shos would mean what? It would mean until the fourth hour, not including the fourth hour. If we divide the morning of 6 hours into a half, so then each half would be 3 hours. V'bayisema Rabbi Yehuda. Or else you could say, it's following Rabbi Yehuda. Hai boker yisera lahakdim lo shah achas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the Torah says, baboker, baboker, why did it say a double baboker? Coming to tell you that it's not the regular boker. The regular boker is up until 4 hours, including the fourth hour. Baboker, baboker is to tell us it was done in 3 hours. Tikuli Alma analyzes the Gemara. Miha, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, according to our calculation, as we just described, V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis Ba'arba Shos, that V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis means the 4 hours. Both of them, everybody is agreeing this assumption that V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis refers to 4 hours. My mashma, where did we hear that in the words V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis? Why do you not choose 3 hours? Why not 5 hours? Where do you get the number 4 from? Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kro V'cham HaShemesh V'Nameis. Ezu Yishoa Shashemesh Cham. What's the time that the sun is hot V'Hatzel Tzonein, and the shade is still cool? Havi Omer Ba'arba Shos. That takes place in the first 4 hours of the day. After that time, then the shade is no longer cool. Actually, recording this right now, in the middle of the day, in sunny Eretz Yisrael, and even in the shade, we need an extra fan to keep us cool. The Mishnah continues, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ha'erev. We had learned that Tfilas Mincha, our Mishnah, on Chavav and Aleph had told us, Mincha takes place until the evening. Continues the Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda of Yitzchak, Hasam, Amar Rav Kahana, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. Over there, we had learned, in regards to tefillah in the morning, Rashi explains 3 lines from the bottom, we learned that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that you have until 4 hours. Hol v'tnan b'chirasa kavasei. Since it was taught in the chosen place like him. The chosen place over here is the Mishnah in Idyas. That the Mishnah in Idyas had said, the Reb Yehuda ben Bava said, there are 5 things you should know that we paskin like. And one of them is that we follow Reb Yehuda when it comes to the Karbin Tamid. Hence, Tfilas HaShachar is 4 hours into the day. Hachamai. However, over here, what would the halacha be in regards to Tfilas Mincha? Ishtik. Reb Yitzchak was fine. V'loy amalei v'loy midi. And he did not respond to that question. Hey, Talmidei Chachamim often will be silent and won't answer every question for a myriad of different reasons. Rav Nevenzel often will refrain from answering questions. Rav Schechter has a line that some in Yeshivas Rav Yitzchak Elkanan will be familiar with. I don't know. There is a response of Talmidei Chachamim when it's wiser to be silent as opposed to responding. I would say that Rav Nevenzel only answers the question that we ask him maybe 50-60% of the time. He listens, of course, he responds, but often he will not take sides on a question. Here, he was totally silent for the Yitzchak. Amar Rav Chisda, Nechzi Anan, let's take a look, let's look out, let's see. In other words, if Yitzchak doesn't respond, he still needs to solve the problem. Midirav Matzli Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Mimbonio. Rav used to daven Tefillah Shabbos on Erev Shabbos when it was still daytime. Shema Mina, Halacha K'Rav Yehuda, we see that you follow Rav Yehuda. In other words, that the time of Mincha goes until Plag, and it's, even though it's still day, you already daven mayrif. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a proof. If anything, I go in the opposite direction. Adarabah, midravuna v'rabbanan lo havimasle adorta. The Ravuna and the Rabbanan, they had a different custom. See, to this day, make Shabbos early or not make Shabbos early, Ravuna Rabbanan versus Rav Chisda. Ravuna Rabbanan, they would wait until my time. Shma mina, ain't halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So here we see that the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Hashta d'loit mehilchas alo kemar v'lo kemar, since it was never paskin, the Ovid kemar Ovid, Udovid kemar Ovid. If you follow Rav Yehuda, you daven until Mincha up until Plag, and then you daven Ma'ariv afterwards, you follow Rabbi Yehuda. And if you daven Mincha already after Plag, presumably before Shkia, and then you daven Ma'ariv afterwards, then you're following the Shita of the Rabbanan. Be'ezer Hashem, we will discuss in the Halacha section this issue of the earliest Ma'ariv and the Ovid Kemarovid, Udavid Kemarov. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Rav Iklala Bei Gneva. Rav went to visit the house of the Chacham Gneva, Utsli Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and he davened Shabbos Tefillah when it was still Friday day. Vavimatzu Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba La'achura de Rav. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was davening behind Rav. V'siyim Rav, when Rav finished, V'lo Paskei L'tzulusei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. He didn't interrupt the Tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rashi explains that he did not go in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah and to go sit in his place, but rather he stood in his place, thereby not interrupting the tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's what velo paske litzluse de Rabbi Yirmiyah means. Shmamina tlas. We see from this story 3 things. Number 1, shmamina mispal adam shel Shabbos be'er Shabbos. That you're allowed to take Shabbos in early and to daven ma'ariv on Friday of Shabbos. Ushma mina mispal talmid achorei rabo. Number 2, we see that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was a Talmud of Rav, was davening behind his Rebbe. That's acceptable. Ushma minei, and we also see, asa lavar keneged hamispal. It's prohibited to pass in front of someone who's davening. That's why Rav waited for Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba to finish. Continues, misayeh leilu Rabbi Shua ben Levi. This is a proof to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, asa lavar keneged Hamispal. Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught that it's prohibited to walk in front of others who are davening. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? Va Rabbi Yama v'Rabbi Asi, Chalfi. Rabbi Yama v'Rabbi Asi did pass in front of daven other people that were davening. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yama v'Rabbi Asi, Chutz Arba Amasu de Chalfi. They pass in front of individuals who are a distance, more than a distance of 4 Amis. Asks the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom of Zainam of Aleph, Rabbi Yirmiyah Hechi Ovid Hachi. How could Rabbi Yirmiyah do what he had done? He was davening behind his Rebbe Rav. V'amar Yehuda Amarav La'olam Al Yispal Adam Lo'i Kenege Rabbi V'lo'i Achorei Rabbo. He's not allowed to even daven behind his Rebbe. V'tanya Rabbi Lezer Amar Mispal Achorei Rabbi V'anoisin Shalom the Rabbi V'amachsu Shalom the Rabbi V'acholek Al Yeshivosoi Shal Rabbi. Someone who says, davens behind his Rebbe, says hello to his Rebbe, returns a hello to his Rebbe, and he doesn't say, Rashi explains, he just says Shalom Alecha, he doesn't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Someone who disagrees with the dominion of his Rebbe, and he is koveya a yeshiva without the reshus of his Rebbe in the same area, and says Shi'urim, va'omer davar shelo shama mipi rabbo, and if he says something that he did not hear from his Rebbe, gorim l'shchina shistalik mi'Yisrael, all of these things cause the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Our purposes right now is the proof in terms of davening behind one's Rebbe. How could it be Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba had davened behind his Rebbe? The definition of some of the things, for example, cholik yeshivaso shel rabbo, Rashi does not give, but appears in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perakei Halacha Beis, as well as in Shulchan Aruch in the Halachos of the Kvod of one's Rebbe in Simon Reish Mem Beis. Back to Gemara's question, 7 lines from the top, answers the Gemara Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba de Talmud Chaver Have. It's different when he is on the one hand a student, but also a friend. That requires elaboration. What exactly is the Hagdara of Talmud Chaver? But this is the Gemara's territory. So I'm the Kamar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Rav. Me, That is why, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, when he spoke to Rav, spoke to him directly. He did not speak to him in third person. It's customary, or maybe even halacha, that when a person speaks to his Rebbe, at least from this Gemara, it seems that it is appropriate to speak to, not to speak to him directly, and but rather in third person. In regards to separating from halacha, which is the subject over here, a person would not say, did you stop doing malacha? Rather, a person would ask, did, in Hebrew they ask, kvodo, did our honor stop doing malacha? The expression of you directly would not be used. Yet, when Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba spoke to Rav, he said, mi badalta, did you differentiate from malacha? In other words, stop doing malacha. Amar le, and what happened was that Rav responded, in Bedilna, yes, we stopped. V'lo Amar, and he did not say, mi badil umi mar. He did not speak to him as kvodo, as mar. Did mar, in third person, did mar stop doing malacha? What emerges is that Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, because he was not a full-fledged Talmud, was lenient in certain areas in regards to the chiyuv of kavod to Rav, because as a Talmud chaver, those requirements were not necessary at all. Rashi Nerivin on Daf Samach Gimel in Dibar Masal Talmud chaver describes that a Talmud chaver is an individual who learned halachos from the particular Rebbe. However, he has now reached the stage that Talmud Kemoso El Shalomi Menu Dover Achad O Yosef. He's a Chacham Kemoso. He's Mamish on that Madrega of Chachma, which Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, according to his Teretz, Lefi Rashi, was. Yet at the same time, he once upon a time had learned by him. Baruch Hashem, I've been Zocha that I have Talmidim who are already greater than me, but they would never entirely lose their status of Talmud. They would become a Talmud Chaver because they once upon a time, even if they had learned one halacha, Bali Musar elaborate on this, even if they had learned one halacha, they are forever indebted as a Talmud, but they're no longer bound by all the halachos of Rebbe Talmud once they enter the state of Talmud Chaver. Asks the Gemara now continues 10 lines from the top, Umi Bodo. Did Rav really have to separate from Malacha? V'ha'amar Rebbe Ovin, pa'machat hispal Rebbe shel Shabbos v'erev Shabbos. Once Rebbe Yehuda Anasi did this. He davened Friday night, davening early on Erev Shabbos, v'nichnas l'merchatz, and then he went into the bathhouse, which is prohibited on Shabbos, as described in the third parak of Maseches Shabbos. V'yotza v'shanan lan pirkin, v'adayin lo chashcha. And then he went out, and he learned, but it was clear that he wasn't mekabel all of Shabbos. Amarava, Rava answered, Ahu did nichnas leziya. He went into the sauna, the kodim gezeira hava, and it was before the gezeira that's described on daf mem in Maseches Shabbos that it's prohibited to wash and even be mazia on Shabbos, lest one come to heat up hot water. Ask the Gemara, Eini va'abaya sharile l'ravdimi bar liyoi l'tvure sali. Livoi, the Chavruye Sali. Abaye permitted Ravdimi bar Livoi to heat up, Rashi explains, with sulfur, salim. It's not clear to me what exactly a sali was, but to heat this up on Shabbos. So what do we see? What type of Shabbos was this? It was an early Shabbos, the Shabbos that he accepted early. So we see that even if you daven Ma'ariv, you're still able to do Malacha. Answers the Gemara to Usa Havoy. It was a mistake. It wasn't appropriate. Following sense. It was inappropriate because never had Rav Dimi intended to accept Shabbos. The case was where it was a cloudy day, explains Rashi. He had thought that it was already night, and therefore he had davened, but he had never been mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So once he hadn't been mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, then he was allowed to do malacha. Ask the Gemara, is that so? He was mekabel Shabbos, he davened bitos. Ask the Gemara, v'to usa mihadra? does a mistake go back? Va'amar avidan pamachas niskashu shemayim ba'avim kisvurim ma'am lomar chashechu. One time it became very cloudy, and the clouds tied up in the heavens into knots. In other words, it got dark. V'nichnasu lebeis haknesses v'ispalu shel matzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. And it turns out that they had davened tefilas ma'ariv of matzoi Shabbos on Shabbos. They thought Shabbos was over. Really, it was not. V'nispazru of him, and then the clouds disappeared. V'zarchu achama, and they saw the sun was still shining. U'bavu l'sholu as Rebbe v'amar hol v'ispalu ispalu. And Rebbe said, once they had davened, so then in such a case, it's binding, and there's no need for them to go back in regards to tefillah. So we see from here, even when you make a mistake, it's considered binding, and the tefillah is considered a valid tefillah. If Rav Dimi's tefillah is considered a valid tefillah, even though it was mistaken in terms of the clouds, so then in such a case, then how could he have done malacha? Answers the Gemara, Shani Tzibur, Dlomit Rechina Luhu. Really, the tefillah is an inappropriate tefillah. To make all the tzibur to go back, that we're not going to do in such a case, because of Tircha de Tzibura. However, when it comes to an individual on Erev Shabbos, the tefillah was not a valid tefillah, hence, his Kabbalah Shabbos is not binding, hence, he's able to do malacha as Abaye had paskened for him. The Gemara continues two lines before the Y on Chav Zayin Amabez. Am Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin said, Rav Tzli Shel Shabbos, Berev Shabbos, Rav would daven Friday night davening, still when it was Friday during the day. Rabbi Yoshia, Matzli Shel Matzai Shabbos, B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia did the same thing, in the opposite direction. He davened Matzai Shabbos, weekday davening, on Shabbos itself. Rav Tzlisho Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Rav who davened on Shabbos, Tfila on Erev Shabbos. Omer Kedusha Alakos, asked the Gemara. O Eino Omer Kedusha Alakos. Did he even say Kiddush before nightfall? Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. Damar of Nachman Mishmuel, Mismal Aladim Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. One's even allowed to make Kiddush before nightfall on Friday. Gemara continues discussing the other position that we just mentioned of Rabbi Yoshia that davened on Matzoi Shabbos Tefillah on Shabbos Day. Rabbi Yoshia Matzoi Shal Matzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, and the Gemara now analyzes a similar type of question. Omer Havdol Alakos. Eino Omer Havdol Alakos. He said Atachon Antanu when it was still Shabbos day. Did he say Havdola as well, Alakos? Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. The Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mispalel Adam Shel Matzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos, V'Omer Havdola Alakos. He's able to do that and say even Havdola. V'Takon Midrabanan Alakos. Of course, even in this instance, they did not use a candle because lighting a candle will be a problem on Shabbos. And Mirtzeh Hashem, in our halacha section, we will discuss halacha l'maisa if this is done today, even without a candle. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav. Sad Amudzeh, they pointed to this pillar, and they said, by this pillar, Hispal Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi, Shel Shabbos, Berev Shabbos. I was there, I saw it. Yasa Ula, Amar Bitzad, Tomorrow have a little bit sad Amud. Ula, when he reported this story, said, no, he got a little bit of the detail wrong. It was by a tree and not by this post. V'lo Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi have, and also he got the name of the Tana wrong. It wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi, El Rabbi Lazar Bar Rabbi Yossi have. He mixed up the two sons of Rabbi Yossi. And then he mixed up one last fact. V'lo Shal Shabbos Bar Shabbos have, El Shal Matzoi Shabbos B'Shabbos have. Either way, we have two different yourselves of one son of Rabbi Yossi that davened Tfilas Ma'ariv early. Either it was for Matzai Shabbos on Shabbos, or the first version was that it was Friday night Tfilah during Friday day. This Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech concludes the Daf component of Daf Chav Zayin, and Be'ezer Hashem will now begin two topics of Halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, today's first halacha topic that emerges from our daf, from Zayin Amid Aleph, is the Zman of Filas Mincha and many of the applications to it. There are many parts to the halacha, so let's jump immediately to the Lashon of the Mechaber. We always like to read the Shulchan Aruch inside and then show its applications. The Mechaber writes in Reish Lamikol Aleph. If you recall, in our Gemara we had a machlokis whether the time of Mincha is until Plaga Mincha or does it go all the way. Now usually Chazal choose. In this case, Chazal did not choose within the machlokis. Gemara told us towards the bottom of the Amud, the Ovid Kemar Ovid u the Ovid Kemar Ovid, that since there was, Gemara recounts that different Amorayim did different things vis-a-vis this machlokis, and hence the Ovid Kemar Ovid u the Ovid Kemar Ovid. That's what comes out from Shulchan Aruch in Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph. Misha espalo filas mincha la'achar vav shos umechso ulemala yosa. One is already yosei from 6.5 hours into the day. Up until when? We're going to skip a line in the Mechaber, which we'll come back to in a moment. Ad ha'layla l'rabbonon u'l'Rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it starts at plaga mincha. It goes until plaga mincha. Shu'u ad sof yud aleph shos chas revia 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Ba'sikna, and we conclude, the avi kemarovit u'demavit kemarovit. That you could do either one. But notice the Lashon on the Mechaber. However, he should follow forever, all the time, one opinion. Either he davens mincha until shkia, and then he davens ma'ariv after shkia, or he davens mincha until plag, and then he davens ma'ariv afterwards. Shimo zik rabbanan umispal mincha ad alayla, because if he does like the rabbanan, he davens mincha until night, shuv eini yochel ispalel arvis miplag ha-mincha, ulamala. He can no longer daven ma'ariv from plaga mincha later. Mosek Reb Yehuda mispal arvis miplaga mincha ulamala. Tzarech lizor shelo yispal mincha ba'osa shos. You have to be careful to daven before that time. In other words, before plaga mincha. The Mechaber concludes ve'achshav shenogu lispalel tfilas mincha alayla ein lispal tfilas arvis kodim shkias hachama. Now it's well known that the word Gedola Yisrael, that on Friday afternoon, Davin Mincha, what we would call after Plaga Mincha, and yet at the same time, we're Mekabel Shabbos early and Davin Ma'ariv before Shkia. Nevertheless, the simple reading of the Halacha is that one is not supposed to have what is referred to as a tarte desasre, and one is supposed to either daven before plag and then ma'ariv after plag, or daven before shkia and then ma'ariv after shkia. In fact, I would like to add, according to the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Maharam, not only is it inappropriate in one day to daven with a tarte desasre, but in fact, the Shulchan Aruch expressly stated, "Shim ose kirabanan." If he generally follows the rabbanan, and the Mishnah Berurah comments in Zivkatan Vav, "Afilu lamachar," quoting from the Magen Avraham, that once one generally follows, and rove of Klal Yisrael, there are some Svardim who don't, but rove and rove of Klal Yisrael follows the custom to dam mincha toshkia, then that means on no day. Therefore, on no day, they should be davening Ma'ariv before Shkia. This is Mikra Dedina. Again, there are those who have followed lenient positions in Klal Yisrael, Gedolei Torah that did, but if one is asking what is a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it's clearly that way. Another couple of points that are not well known, which emerge from a careful reading of the Shulchan Aruch, both important conceptually as well as halacha lemaisa. The opening words of the Mechaber and Reish Lamed Gimel are, Misha ispal tfilas hamincha l'achar vevshos umetzo l'malo yotza, after 6 hours is yotze. And here, listen to this word, This comes from the Rambam. V'ikir zmana, and the primary time, miteisha shosu mechsu l'mala ad halayla l'rabbana. The primary time is from Plag HaMincha. It's not well known that according to the Rambam, davening an early mincha is not ideal. Really, according to the Rambam, the ideal time is from the time of mincha ketana. Nevertheless, our great Rebbe, Rav Nevenzahl Shlita, points out that this, on the one hand, is the opinion of the Rambam, yet it is often misunderstood by many. Firstly, let's quote the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Kvar amarnu shetfilas mincha keneged zman tamid shel bein arbayim. As we saw in our Gemara in Chavav, the tfilos are modeled after the karbanos, and mincha is modeled after the karban tamid. And here is where this halacha of lechatchila plag hamincha starts from. Ulefisha yahatamid krav bekol yom b'teisha omechza. Since the karban tamid was brought every day 9.5 hours into the day, tiknu zmana miteisha shos omechza v'hi nikris minchas ketana. The Rambam says because the Karban Tamid was brought at Teisha Shos, that's when one should daven Mincha. You know why the Rambam says we accept davening Mincha already from Mincha Gedola? Because on Erev Pesach, in the fifth parak of Pesachim, we have that the Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tamid. That's Xeris HaKasav. The Karban Tamid had to be moved up, hence the Karban Tamid was brought earlier. Hence, one can daven mincha earlier as well. With that in mind, let's hear the Rambam's language in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid in Hilchos Tfila. There the Rambam says, Uzman mincha ketana, what is the time mincha ketana? Miteisha umechza ad sheyishar min hayom sha'uravia. The Rambam speaks about the time of mincha ketana from 9.5 hours into the day until 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Rav Nevenzahl pointed out that most people make the mistake that according to the Rambam, it's better to daven after Plag HaMincha. That's only in regards to up until the 10 hours and 45 minutes, from 9 hours and 30 minutes until 10 hours and 45 minutes. After that point, the Rambam says, V'yeshol ispalolosa acha tishka hachama. But you could still daven it until after Shkia. And the reason, of course, that the Rambam says 10 hours and 45 minutes is not ideal is because that was no longer the time of the Hakras Tamid. Therefore, if one is going to be machmir and is not going to daven mincha gedola, so then, and one is going to try to follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the most ideal time, then the ideal time is between 9.5 hours into the day and 10 hours and 45 minutes. Not the 20-minute minyan before Shkia, before Mincha. The 20 minutes before Shkia, minyan before Mincha. And of course, us Litvishers would add, and actually source, I'm from Hasidish stock, and of course, certainly not after Shkia. There are some Rishonim who disagree. There is a Shita of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon that Rav Nevenzahl told me that holds Mincha Gedola is the ideal tefillah. Rav Nevenzahl also told me that the Minig HaYeshivos, of course, is to daven Mincha Gedola, and he pointed out that that was following Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon. Rav Nevenzahl is so opposed to those who make the mistake that after Plag HaMincha means the ideal form of Tfilas Mincha is before the Shkia, as we point out, that is not so, even according to Rambam. It's 9.5 hours into the day, up until 10 hours and 45 minutes, that he says if you have a choice between davening Plag HaMincha prior to Plag HaMincha, from Mincha Ketana until Plag HaMincha B'Yechidus, or davening with a minion after Plag HaMincha, then one should daven b'yechidus before plag, as opposed to after. Here, I think my Rebbe is a das yachid, but you should know how far he takes the reading of the Rambam. Tzal does conclude his ha'aros that the Minhag HaOlam is not this way. This is all in his Aris and Reish Lamed Gimel, as well as the fact that there are some who are even making on Tarat Disasri, as we alluded to earlier. Finally, one more last interesting point. The Brisker Rav Nevin Sal quotes, again in his Ha'aros, was asked whether Rav Chaim followed this Rambam that the ideal time is 9.5 hours into the day. And he answered that Rav Chaim on Rosh Hashanah, Davin Mincha Gdola, and certainly on a Yom Adin, if Rav Chaim did it, certainly he held that there's nothing wrong with Mincha Gdola. Maybe that one follows Rabbeinu Sadigon. Rav Nevin Sal says that the story does not make sense to him, because since Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov, and the Rambam says that on a Yom Tov you should daven Mincha Gdola and Perik Valuchas Yom Tov Aloch Yutes in order to Kayim Chetzi Olochem, so then it's a Dover Pashut that Reb Chaim was going according to the Rambam to daven Mincha Gdola. But that particular in regards to Yom Tov, when you have the Gzeres HaKosov of Chetzi Olochem, Chetzi Olochem. Would just like to add that what my Rebbe is saying makes a lot of sense. However, it's well known that the Beis Halevi felt that there was a mitzvah to fast over enjoying Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of literature in the Rishonim about this. It could be, if Reb Chaim was going like this shita of the Beis Halevi, that the pachad of the Yom Hadin overrides those Rishonim who say, with the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a Chiyuv Simcha, there's a Shagas Arya on this, so then Rav Nevin Sal's Raya would fall away and the story would stay sound. However, if Rav Chaim was Noeg, the Halachas of Simcha Rosh Hashanah, then our Rebbe has a fantastic Raya. Bottom line, the Tefillah of Mincha is, according to Chachamim, the whole day, the whole afternoon until Shkia. Rabbi Yehuda speaks about stopping at Plag HaMincha. The Rambam seems to hold the ideal time is going from Mincha Ketana until Plag HaMincha. One should be careful for a Tarte Disasri, and some even hold that you have to choose what is going to be your lifestyle. If you're going to have a Rabbanan lifestyle, then you should never daven Mayriv before Shkia. And if you're going to have a Rabbi Yehuda lifestyle, then you should never daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. This concludes the topic of Zman Tefilas Mincha. Our second topic, which has to be brief because the hour already for the daf is late or has even passed, the Gemara had told us on Chav Zayin Amabez that one can daven early for Shabbos, be Mekabel Shabbos early, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha, and even make Kiddush. In terms of making Shabbos, one of the common questions that comes up is what is the status of a woman whose husband is making Shabbos early? Does she also have to follow when he and the shul brought in Shabbos? This Rav Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful, straightforward, and elegant tshuva in Chela Gimel Simin Lameches, which is one of the go-to Maran Mekomos in regards to the Shaila, and we will summarize Rav Moshe's conclusions. Number one, Rav Moshe points out that someone who is Mekabel Shabbos early, we Paskin, is allowed to instruct another Jew, or Lahavdil, another Gentile, to do a halacha, a malacha on Shabbos. This is brought out in the Raman, Simon Reish Samach Aleph, as well as Chanarach, Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin, that you're allowed to instruct another. Ramesh's question is, but what about the fact that a person is mitzuva not only on his shvisa as well as a b'nei habayis, and maybe one's wife would be included in the chiyuv that one's house needs to rest, as the book says, v'yinafesh ben amoscha. So certainly one's wife would be included in those b'nei habayis. So Rav Moshe says that he thinks that that also would not be a reason to bind one's wife to one's Kabbalah Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, Rav Moshe says, Tosefes Shabbos is only Midrabanan, and if it's only Midrabanan, he does not think we would be machmir on that mitzvah, V'yinafesh ben amosecha, to be mechayiv everybody in one's house. However, there is one other issue that needs to be dealt with. And that is, fine, one is not bound by one's husband's acceptance of Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. There is no problem for a Jew to instruct another Jew to do malacha even on Erev Shabbos. However, what about the fact that the community accepted Shabbos early? So Rav Moshe says that we do find in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Beis, that if the majority of the community accepted Shabbos early, there's a minority that doesn't want to, don't care, tough luck. And that is that the minority is dragged after the majority, and therefore everybody has to keep an early Shabbos. That only applies, however, when the entire community does it. What happens if there are different Bate Knesios? Some shuls, which is very common today, some shuls make Shabbos early, some shuls don't. Now, if the woman sometimes davens in one shul, sometimes davens in another shul, she's not dragged after her husband's membership per se, and therefore, just because her husband's shul davened Shabbos early, makes Shabbos early, if she davens in a shul that makes Shabbos later, it could very well be that that is a reason in itself that she's not kavua for an early Shabbos. What happens, like in most instances, there's a saying that a family that prays together stays together. What happens if she davens in the same shul as her husband? In which case, would her husband's Kabbalah Shabbos make her chayiv, not because it was her husband's, but her shul? The entire shul was Mekabel Shabbos early. So that, Rav Moshe says, really depends on what's going on. If this shul is a tzibur by itself, it's an autonomous community, number one, condition number one. Number two is that they are not making Shabbos early because they want to spend more time with their children or want to eat at the time that they're used to eating. But it is a shita of the community to make a Shabbos early, and this has become identified with the entire community, or for that matter, in a bungalow colony. That's what this bungalow colony does. There isn't a second minion. There's only an early minion. They always do it, whether there's a storm, whether there's no storm, whether there was a good baseball game today, whether they won the baseball game, whether they lost the baseball game. Always there's an early Shabbos and nothing else. Always in the shul that we always daven in, they always make an early Shabbos. Then, in such a case, then the woman would be dragged with her community and would therefore have to be Mekabel Shabbos at the time that they do. However, if all of those variables are not in place, the woman isn't necessarily part of that shul. Even if she's part of that shul, the shul doesn't do it week in, week out. That's the only minion. There are two minyanim in the shul. Or even if there's only one minion, it's clear that the reason that they're doing it is not because of a particular shita that they want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos earlier, but rather because of certain conveniences, then what's one person's convenience is another person's inconvenience. And therefore, the woman would not have to, and the Bnei HaBayis are not bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos of neither the Baal nor by the Tzibur, except in the above-mentioned instances. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos for Daf Chof Zayin.